From your research on boys, can you tell me a little bit about how they learn differently?
The most obvious and physiological difference between a male and female brain is his exposure to testosterone. As the brain develops and is exposed to testosterone, it changes the way the brain is structured and formed. And there is research that's definitive, being over 100 physiological differences between a male and a female brain at this time that we know of.
How do you see these gender-based schools, like the ones planned for Duval County next year, as beneficial?
Well, there's a continuum of maleness in this research that I've been looking at. And so there are some boys who are all the way at the end of the spectrum and are as male and as distinct from their female counterparts as they can possibly be. And then in the male brain, when it's very strongly male-oriented, is much more aggressive than the female brain. And aggression doesn't necessarily mean violent. It just means how you approach things with the intensity and focus that is laser-like. And so in school, it is very commonly going to be the case that boys are going to find things occasionally that interest them, and they're going to pursue those interests aggressively.
Do you foresee challenges with what the district might face in implementing gender-based classrooms?
I think the challenges would come in finding teachers who are well-prepared to work in that environment, because our schools of education have been gender-neutral or even more slanted towards preferences that are much more feminine for a good 40 years. And so it's going to be hard to find teachers who are properly prepared to understand the boys, work well with the boys.
Is it too soon to tell what the long-term benefits of something like this could be if they start popping up more in the public school system?
Well, I think so, in one sense that the taxpayers want quick results, and you can't expect the academic results that you can rely on and use for decision-making are going to be there until the school's been up and running for some time. I think these schools will find, because they have a unique program, it's a great selling point for a superintendent to get national attention to his district. It's a great selling point for the neighborhoods and communities where they go. And so I don't see any reason why they won't be successful, but I think it would be hard to separate out the other factors that are going to help those schools be successful, like the undivided attention from a superintendent never hurts.